Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our lesson this morning comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 43-47. Awe came upon everyone because many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of God for the people of God.
If only we could go back to the early church. Thank you, Doug, for taking us a little bit back to the first days of this church. But the early church, it was a lot easier to do church back then. Everything was perfect. Doing church was easy because there weren't many people in church, there weren't many people who knew the gospel. Doing church was easy. There was a ruler who thought he was God. 2% of the world's population made decisions for the rest of the world. Women and people of color were kept in their place, treated a bit higher than slaves. People who were different than the rest of us were judged to be sick and sinful. It was a lot easier to do church in those days. 41 years ago, it was easy to do church. Wars were raging across the world. The World Wide Web was just beginning. And they told us if we had a computer at our home, we'd only have to work 4 days a week. Women and people of color were still kept in their places. And if you were different, you were still labeled as sick and sinful. And only about 33% of our nation were believers, even though we called ourselves a Christian nation. In 1984, the Southern Baptist Convention put out an effort to reach 1 million more people by 1985. So it was a great time to start a new church and to reach people because there weren't many of us around. Man, the good old days were just fantasy. What possible links could there be between the first century church and the 21st century church, especially as we look back on where we've come from as a congregation to where we are now? As I read this text and as I look into it a little deeper, I see three things that were happening within the life of the early church. First of all, there was mystery. Second of all, there was unity. And third of all, there was energy. Mystery. God was doing great things. The book of Acts, written probably 30 years past the crucifixion, resurrection of Jesus, it was centered around Jerusalem because that's where those 123 believers were. They didn't meet out in North Raleigh on a main road intersection. They met downtown, kind of in the back alley, so nobody would notice them. There was great mystery, and everyone was filled with that mystery. And when they joined together going, well, I can't wait to see what God is going to do today. There was also unity. Not conformity, but an appreciation for diversity and the giftedness of each person that was joined together. Much like what happened 41 years ago when you came together hoping someone came. And came you did, and there is unity within the congregation. Does everyone think alike? No. Does everyone like everything that's happening? No. But everyone is committed to the ministry of Greystone Baptist Church in this place at this time. What a wonderful community can develop when each of us encourages the rest of us to grow and mature in Christ. There is the unity of loving one another beyond where we are. You are valued, you are loved, you are belonging to this congregation. Not just words on a plaque or words in the bulletin, but words we choose to live out because of our love for Jesus. When the Holy Spirit fills godly people, there is a power that leads to growth and challenge. Churches that make the greatest impact on their world in the coming years will be those churches that are not afraid to risk. You have never been afraid to risk. When I first came to Raleigh, worked at Forest Hills Baptist Church, my secretary, we called them in those days, my administrative assistant was Sally Green. Sally Green was married to Jimmy Green, who was minister of education at this church. And on Sunday morning, Monday mornings, it was always fun to sit with Sally for an hour because she didn't sit with Sally for a short time. Sally and I would sit for an hour and compare notes on what had happened at our churches. It was an exciting time. It was a time when the word of Christ was growing and spreading beyond downtown, but to the suburbs. When we were looking for our first home in Raleigh, several of the people around Forest Hill said, "Here are the places you want to go, but if anybody tries to show you a house beyond Crabtree Valley Mall, don't buy it." Out there in North Raleigh, there are dragons out there. So Gail and I, this time around, we moved to Youngsville. Didn't want to be near no dragons, for sure. I hope you've heard the sermon from Christian this morning, calling us to reimagine. I hope you heard the sermon from the choir this morning singing Pepper's words, to be bold. I hope you hear the sermon that continues to come, do you believe in Jesus or not? That's really the question. That first church, they believed in Jesus. They believed that Jesus was their Lord and Jesus was their Savior. The question for you, church, is do you believe in Jesus or not? If so, nothing else matters. If not, nothing else matters. For 41 years, you've been doing this. For 41 years, you have held hands literally and figuratively. For 41 years, you have been saying to this community filled with dragons, we believe in Jesus. And we're not done yet. In the days ahead, we will continue to build a unity in this community. In the days ahead, we will continue to focus on what God is doing among us so that we can move outside of us. In the days to come, I hope and pray the mystery of God continues to work through us and permeate among us for the unity and the energy that comes with that. Did you feel it when you walked in the door this morning? Oh my goodness. What energy a few donuts and name tags can generate. I love to feel the energy that you bring when you come to church. It gives us energy. There's nothing better in church when we affirm and support and encourage one another. And so I want you to ask yourself, am I affirming my members? Am I affirming my family? Or am I a bully? If you think my way or the highway, you might ought to rethink that. There's no room for bullying in the congregation of Jesus the Christ. There's no room for pushing a personal agenda in the body of Christ. There's only room for loving one another. The early church believed and affirmed one another. The church of 41 years ago believed and affirmed one another. And I would call us today to reaffirm that calling. There is no spiritual superiority here. There is no social snobbery here. There is no theological arrogance here. Just people, God's people, bonding together to do the work of Jesus the Christ. You are valued, you are loved, and you belong. Thanks be to God. Pray together. Help us, God, to be your people in this place. And as we come to your table, Lord, energize us with this holy food that we share in this sacred space. For we pray this in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.